Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Full Sport Press.
Yeah. No layup line, no warm-ups, no nothing. We just walking right into the stadium, getting to the game. Let's do it.
When the beat on, then it's on. When our right jerseys on the road. Cause how we feel where we roam is our home. Leaving these other podcasts null and void. The show can't miss something like Tom Shepard and corduroys. Full Sport Press, you know them boys. Jay run the point, lock for three. And me, I crash the boards. Weezy told you that it's paid for. We already ran the score before the cameraman could go and press record. Now you all in your feelings. Cause we trusted the process and y'all was tanking for Wiggins. We was spreading the love and y'all was trading for Wiggins. Went to war with the wolves and y'all was waiting on Wiggins, huh? I had to do it fast. The flow split the double, grabbed at the dribble, and Euro stepped over the 808. I'm on time, even when it's...
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast, featuring hosts J-Hove, Wheezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back and some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports related news and topics. I'm Jay Hope.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
Cameraman, how you doing, brother? Solid, huh?
We're here, though.
Long way.
Got to. I know that feeling. Episode 513, we're unveiling our 2024 NFL mock draft.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
Let's kick it off, Weezy. Best of the week. Talk to the people.
Best week for me, man, is draft week. Football officially starts, man.
Party at your house for the draft?
I'm doing a little something.
No, you're not.
The hell I ain't.
Dude, my best of the week is WNBA Twitter, guys.
Yeah.
People were joking about becoming basketball husbands.
That was a good time.
WNBA players started making for real money.
Yeah.
Some of the girls were being good sports about it, saying, making more money. We're already doing that now.
Yeah, some of them make they was making some good sports about it, like you said.
Being a good sport about it.
Some of the dudes were going to be a little too horny.
Yeah.
A little too horny.
Yeah.
Antonio Brown.
Yeah, Antonio Brown. He got blocked. Picture with ASAP Rocky like this. Ace Wilson. That's fun.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
What you got, Jeff? Best of the week.
I got to talk sports and the impact of, speaking of WNBA, I got to talk sports and the impact of women in sports with the good people at the Scenario Radio Show. The episodes are out, man.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're here, got to talk about
that. Shout out to that, man. That's fire. I got to listen to it. Send me a link.
I got you. Big
say less.
Yeah.
Right back to you. Worst of the week, Joe.
Oh, man. You know, we did a show here. We talked about off-season coaching carousel. And we're talking about the offseason. I was saying Atlanta Falcons, is the best job available. And Bill Belichick is going to get that job. And somehow Bill Belichick didn't get that job.
No, he did.
And it turns out, and found out why this week Bill Belichick didn't get that job. Old Bobby Kraft was sneaking this in behind his back saying he wasn't trustworthy.
Yeah.
It makes sense now because there was no way the Falcons was not going to hire Bill Belichick.
It seemed funny, man, because too many people interviewed for that job.
Sneak this.
Yeah. Bobby Kraft.
What did Jesus say about sneak this?
Just get jammed up. Don't mention my name.
No, no, no. You just sneak this thing. Oh, you never get your ass hurt.
Hey, you're right about that. Jesus did say that. Yeah. And Bobby Crabbe would definitely sneak this.
That's Bobby, cool.
He been around too many rappers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bobby got enough money, though. Bobby BML. He got enough money.
Bobby locked in.
Yeah, he's straight. Yeah. He's super straight.
My worst of the week is WNBA shoe talk, guys.
Oh, man.
People are so upset that Caitlin Clark is about to get another signature shoe. Besides Sabrina Ionescu and Breonna Stewart, who left Nike to go to Puma to get her signature sneaker.
Yep.
Man, people are very upset that Asia Wilson hasn't gotten a signature sneaker. Now, she's had player edition shoes drop. So has Skylar Diggins. Yep. So has plays for the Dallas Wings. Went to Notre Dame. God, man, come on, man.
PE. I didn't know she had a PE.
She had a PE. Okay. She had a PE with the...
Agoma K?
No, it's
she was 24.
Yeah, her number 24. Yeah.
She's the African. That's her name.
Ogunbowale. Wale.
Yeah.
Her brother plays for the Texans. He's running back, yeah. But they're upset because Asia doesn't have one. And here's the thing, guys. Most players just don't sell shoes. You're 2-time MVP. Jeff loves Nikola Jokic. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He never really had a PE, and he's signed with 361 Degrees right now. Nobody knows that.
Look at Joel Embiid, your one-time MVP. Bro, he's wearing Skechers.
Now he's with Skechers.
He's wearing Skechers.
He dropped one shoe on Under Armour. It did not.
It wore that shoe for 5 years.
It wore for 5 years, dude.
Only person did was Shaq.
Shaq sold
two sneakers.
Barkley sold some shoes.
Shaq sold two sneakers, maybe three.
Yeah, but you look at it, it's easy to go out and emulate what Caitlin Clark does because you're a little closer to height to Caitlin Clark.
It's a Steph effect.
It's a Steph effect.
I hate the Under Armour.
Yeah, it's one of those things, and I think people aren't really looking at the fact that people aren't saying it's because you're black. No, it's a post player thing. It's hard to sell big men shoes.
It's that, but it was just the fact there's only three players in the W that have signature sneakers, and it looked weird when you saw the three players.
Well, give me a guard that deserves a signature sneaker. Maya Moore did Prison Break instead, dog. She should have got that.
She let the hood down. Yeah. Maya Moore, we were robbed of what Maya Moore was going
to do. I'm hot at Maya Moore. If I see her, I got to holler at her.
Nah, leave her alone.
Leave her alone.
I got to leave her alone, but I'm still
out. Man, they was
dead. What Bobby Smurda say? But back to what I was saying, Zion, he didn't say, bro, them shoes ain't selling.
Shoes is bad.
They ain't selling.
Let's be real. All three signatures.
Nah, you damn lie. Luka's selling and JT's.
They all are bad shoes.
No, but though. No, those Tatum's fire. People are in those Tatum's.
Tatum's are bad.
Nah, them Tatum's, I'm going to tell you what they better than.
What?
Zion.
Yeah, the Giants are the worst of the three, but they're all three are bad.
That's all I'm saying.
I told you them Anthony Edwards is fire, though. Anthony,
hey, them up right now.
I told you.
Be real, them up right now. Them know how the shoes are right now.
I told you. Did I not call that?
What you got, Wiz?
Exactly. Okay.
Oh, man. My worst of the week, man. I seen a cicada.
You saw a cicada already?
Dude.
What the hell? You got in the hot tub time machine, didn't you?
No. Well, my job and somebody from another state. And it traveled from their car. And I seen it on the ground.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? Cicadas are this damn big, dude. Cicadas are huge.
Nah, that wasn't no cicadas.
Hey. If this cicada was, I'm in the house.
You gotta be.
Cicadas are huge, dude.
I ain't outside. Nah, that's all with it.
Over.
I'm a player.
This is gonna be the worst it's ever been with cicadas.
Don't worry about it. I'm gonna be right
now. Next 4 weeks.
No way.
Burning out on
BT. It's gonna be rough next 4 weeks. Especially if it doesn't rain. It's gonna be rough.
Burning out on BTU.
When it start?
A couple weeks, I think. I think
Zoom link. You check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon Music to catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast. J-Ho.
Yes, sir.
And Weezy.
What it do?
Do you guys have Yellow Box of Cheerios recipient for our listeners?
We do. This week's award recipient is Mo Hassan from Vanderbilt.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Vanderbilt quarterback, former Vanderbilt quarterback, Mo Hassan, had 17 career pass attempts and never made a start. But the former Vanderbilt quarterback said the Italian mob knew about him well enough to offer $300,000 to fix college games when he was with the Commodores. Hassan, a backup quarterback at Vandy in 2018 and 2019, made the wild claim on the episode of the Momentum podcast, which he hosts. Said that he was at Jason Aldean's kitchen rooftop bar on Broadway in Nashville when he was approached by a mobster who said that other SEC players had been offered $250,000 to $300,000 to fix games. Hassan said Alabama was one of the schools involved. Played at Vanderbilt for two seasons in 2018-2019 after playing at Syracuse and Coffeyville Community College in Kansas. He appeared in seven games and went 11 for 17 for 158 yards and a touchdown before transferring to Southern Cal. He was with the Trojans from 2022 to 2023, but not see any action due to injuries. Spokesperson for Vanderbilt football declined to comment on Hassan's accusations. Also, an SEC spokesperson did not respond to a request for a comment as well.
Mm-hmm.
Mo, now listen, Mo. Mm-hmm. You don't do that after the fact, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Whistleblower, man.
Dip it.
Come on, man.
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened to that.
Uh-oh.
It's got legs to it. It's got legs to it because we got legs. But at the same time, his money didn't went dry.
Money went dry.
His money didn't went dry, and he's singing. But he's singing to the wrong people. With them. If it was the mob, yeah, he's singing to the wrong people, dog.
Yeah.
But they going to come back.
Yeah. They definitely come back. They going to come back.
Yeah, so.
Trying to get the momentum. Trey
Lightly.
Trey Lightly.
Trying to get the momentum podcast views up.
Yeah, Trey Lightly.
Fog up that wrong tree, big dog.
Yeah. True. Tree will fall on you.
Yeah. Tree will fall on you.
Because if it is true, they ain't got enough money to pay. They'll never hear the word of it. They got enough. Yeah, it'll shut them up, and they'll never hear the word of it.
That's tough. That's real tough. Shout out to Mo. We're going to get that to you.
You got that one.
Yeah, take that to you, man. That's your quarterback.
Yeah, that gambling stuff is going to get spooky, man. They finna mess the
no
game up.
Oh, man.
We just got
it's already here.
We got an interpreter taking the fall for everything.
We got a brother that's banged.
We got a brother that's fall, man.
Yeah, you guys ready to get started with the first half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The first half is underway. Full Sport Press.
First half, the hottest sports news of the past week. Like we do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press podcast. Before we get started, I am Jay Ho.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
It's your boy, Weezy. What it do? Big Jeff, I can find you on social media, my brother.
I'm Jay Easley, 84, across all social media platforms.
Coach like Allen Assignment. Jay.
Sir.
Where can they find you?
Jay Ho on Instagram and Twitter. Jeff, they trying to charge us on Twitter.
It's tough. It's tough.
New users,
yeah,
but it's gonna get good.
It's coming.
What we doing? Threads,
threading it up, baby.
Yeah,
I'm already got to build a fan base over
there. Yeah,
Boy. I'm FSPs.
I'm
gonna get changed that. I'm FSP underscore Weezy on IG. I'm at How Weezy on Twitter. I'll let you.
All right, let's kick the first half off in the entire first half off with some NBA talk after 6 months, man. 6 month grind. The NBA postseason is finally in the front view mirror. This weekend, we'll see 16 teams begin their hopeful 2 month quest for the glorious Larry O'Brien Trophy. There's a lot to unpack in that mission ahead of what we should be as far as one of, in the last couple of years, a thrilling postseason. Here's how the staff at FSP sees the 2024 NBA playoffs shaking out in the first round. We'll kick things off the Western Conference. Oklahoma City, number one seed, versus who I think should be Sacramento, but could be the New Orleans Pelicans at the A seed. Regular season series was 2-2. Odds, the Thunder are minus 250 to win the series. Jeff, winner, how many games, why?
Oklahoma City Thunder is hoping that it's Sacramento. they match up better against Sacramento. Depending on Zion. If Zion's out, they're hoping it's Sacramento. He's out for this. He's not out for the first round. Yeah, so here's the thing. We're just going to assume that it's Sacramento. Oklahoma City wins this in six games.
Okay. Weezy?
It depends on who it is, but I think OKC will get past the first round for sure. Either team.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I have them playing the Sacramento Kings and have OKC winning in five. This is their first return to the postseason in Oklahoma City since the 2018-2019 season. Thing is, you don't have Kevin Huerter. You don't have Malik Monk on that matchup. So the only thing you really got to worry about is De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis in that pick and roll. Now they have Keon Ellis playing at a high level. Also Keegan Murray as well. So I think it's a better matchup for OKC, especially get your sea legs under you to play an injured team. Either way, you're going to play an injured team. I got OKC in five, whoever they play.
Yes, sir.
All right. Moving on to the 4-5 seed, we have the Los Angeles Clippers versus the Dallas Mavericks. The regular season series, the Clippers won 2-1 odds. The Mavericks are 118 to win the series, -118. Winner, how many games, Weezy?
I got the Clippers in this one, winning this one. This the old-fashioned. Here's the thing. Here's the question. Does defense still win championships? If defense still win championships, the Clippers can win this series.
Who got playing D? Is it PG?
Kawhi.
Knee swollen. It's tough.
But, you know, because Dallas is going to score the point. They're going to do their thing. But
yeah.
If somebody can hold Luka from missing a couple shots and hold which is tough, and hold Kyrie from missing a couple shots, I think they win the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the best first-round series on the books. This is must-see TV. This is seven games of great basketball. I cannot wait. This is the Clippers in seven, but it's going to be the best series. High scoring, lot of animosity. Russ is going to get a couple of ticks. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah. Dallas is one of the hottest teams in the NBA. They ran off a 16-2 record in the regular season. Jeff talked about at halftime for a couple of weeks straight. Through 18 career games, though, against the Clippers, Luka Doncic is averaging his highest number of points per game, 8 rebounds and 7 assists. The only team that he kills more is the Detroit Pistons. Well. So there's just too many questions surrounding the Los Angeles Clippers. How injured is Kawhi Leonard? We don't know. Which version of James Harden will we see? We don't know. But the Mavs are legit and quietly the team nobody wants to play. I got the Mavs in six.
It's going to be fun, man.
Really good matchup. Really good matchup. Moving on to the next matchup, we have the number 3 seed, Minnesota Timberwolves, versus the number 6 seed, Phoenix Suns. The regular season series, the Suns won by double digits every time, 3-0. Odds, Suns are favorite, -115. Jeff, winner, how many games, why?
We talked about this halftime and in pre-production a lot. Phoenix just had to get to the playoffs.
That's it.
Phoenix in six.
You like that?
Phoenix in six. Mm-hmm. This is the matchup Minnesota didn't want.
Mm-hmm.
To me, this is the matchup Minnesota didn't want just because how Phoenix lines up against them.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I can see there's a world where I can see Phoenix pulling this game series out of six games.
Dig it. What you got, Weez?
I've already bet the Phoenix Suns in game one.
Mm.
But here's the thing. Rudy Gobert is the scares me in this series.
Really?
Yeah, just because of defense. Because I know Phoenix can match them offensively.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're gonna score with them.
Yeah.
So that's why if they get from a game's perspective, they're getting points. I'm taking Phoenix. Okay. But even if you put whoever team that Rudy Gobert played for, they're gonna win this series. Because if he goes out there and just does what he's supposed to do defensively, it's gonna scare the other team.
Hmm.
So it's gonna go. I bet I seven game series. Let's say Phoenix in seven.
Okay. But you trade for Rudy Gobert, kind of like what Weezy said, to get stops. And after an up-and-down first year, we talked about this last week, that's exactly what he did for the Timberwolves this year. The Suns, though, have the experience edge. They have three players you can throw a ball to. They're going to go get a bucket, go down here, whatever you want to do. Minnesota has one that you can throw the ball to and go get a bucket. Cat needs, you know, pick and roll situation. He needs more to get his points. Bradley Beal is the X factor. If he plays at the high level he's been playing within the last 2 to 3 weeks, plain and simple, this team is going to be dangerous going past the Minnesota Timberwolves. And I just don't think that there's a way that you can stop KD, Book, and Beal. I have the Suns in six.
Tough matchup.
That's a tough one, man. Tough one for Minnesota. And the last matchup in the Western Conference, we have the number 2 seed Denver Nuggets versus the number 7 seed Los Angeles Lakers. The regular season series, the Nuggets won 3-0. Denver's favorite, -420 in this matchup. Wow. Weezy, give me your winner. How many games and why?
I think it's going to be a 6-game series.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say LeBron so bad. I'm going to go ahead and say the Lakers in six.
Lakers in six?
Yeah, and here's my thesis why I could be wrong. Here's my thesis why.
That's nasty.
I don't think Murray is going to have – he had the series of his life. We'll take his life. He averaged 32 points a game. 32 points a game in that series. He had the series of his life.
Okay.
But now, the Lakers and my guard for the Lakers, I'm trying to –
D'Angelo Russell?
Is playing.
D'Lo playing.
If D'Lo can hit his average – D'Lo averaged 4 points a game in that last series. If he can hit his average, it makes it the closest game, a closer series.
Yeah,
Bron gonna do his thing. AD gonna show up one or two games and make it. If the X factor is D'Lo.
Okay.
Because I don't think Murray's gonna do his thing. I don't think Murray's gonna have a series of his life like that again.
Okay.
The thing about D'Lo, the reason why he didn't play a lot in the Western Conference Finals is because he had to play defense.
Yeah.
And Murray's gonna keep him. That's going to be the main thing. He's going to have to play defense.
They'll put him on Christian Brown.
As long as D'Lo scores, they're going to be in the series.
And to be fair to the Lakers, they were in every game of the 4-game, even though it was a sweep. They were in all of those games. And Anthony Davis played well.
But you know who let him down?
Who?
D'Lo.
Yeah, okay. All right. So I see what you're saying. I love the way the Lakers are playing right now. LeBron is playing like, you know, he's turning back the clock. He's been averaging 28 points a game since the All-Star break. He knew the severity of where his team was. He had to get him in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So, but with all that being said, it's Yoke Dog.
Yoke.
The fighting Yoke Dogs winning fire.
In them 361 degrees. Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. They Nikes, though.
They not, no. He
was at Nike last year.
Yeah, no, he done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out to Yoke
Dog. LeBron James is healthier than he was when they played last year. That's a good thing. Yep. Like Jeff mentioned, the Lakers are playing at a high level. They won 12 of their last 15 games, 24 of their previous 34, if you're doing some quick math. And after an up-and-down regular season, they've grown into a good team. Also, like Jeff mentioned, they can pretty much hang with any team. They're getting healthy. They have Gabe Vincent back. Jerry Vanderbilt could play in this series. So Nuggets are really good, and I think it's one of those things where they're just a little bit more top-heavy than the Lakers. So I got the Nuggets winning in six.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Moving on to the Eastern Conference.
It won't be a sweep.
It won't be a sweep. Yeah, it will not be a sweep.
I don't think we'll see a sweep in these playoffs.
We're going to talk about one right now. We're going to talk about one right now.
We'll put that on the board.
We're about to talk about one right now, buddy. Don't you worry about it.
I'll put that on the board.
Okay, here we go. All right, let's move on to the Eastern Conference. We have the number 1 seed Boston Celtics versus either the number 8 seed Heat or Bulls. Regular season series was 3-0 against the Heat. Now the odds, Celtics are favored by either team by -400. Winner, how many games and why? Jeff, talk to the people.
Celtics in four, whoever they play. Celtics should run roughshod over the East until the Eastern Conference Finals. And shout out to the Bulls for making a run. To my guy, what's the point guard name?
Kobe White.
Yeah. The most improved player. Shout out to Bond DeRozan, being a consummate professional. Shout out to my guy at Vooch, Big Vooch in the Big middle, pause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Chicago has a nice roster. Need Levine back, need Lonzo back, but they got a solid roster. Boston just 1-5,
yeah.
Too talented.
Please?
Just too much.
Boston's going to win the series. I just don't think they'll sweep them.
Yeah, I agree. This is the thing. The Heat, who I think is going to beat the Bulls, it don't matter. Nah, I'm telling you, that team right there, you want to talk about next man up. They put Haywood Highsmith out there, Jovich,
yeah.
Cody Martin.
Yep.
It don't matter. Yeah, man, I think they have enough without Jimmy Butler. The 76ers only beat them minus Jimmy Butler playing on one leg by a point.
See, Jay doesn't believe in playoff Jimmy. He think that's a male. He don't believe his eyes on that one.
Anyway, I think they should have enough to get past the Bulls, which in turn, there's not going to be a long series against anybody if the Boston Celtics play the way they want to, because my only worry is they come in and kind of mope around and lose a game on the road, maybe lose a home game, not playing at a high level. But you can't do that with the Heat, because you play with them like that, you'll be in a 7-game series, Jimmy comes back, boom.
Now you're in trouble.
Now the lights are different. So they'll beat you with backups, but I really think Celtics should win this in 5, whoever they play.
Yeah,
in 4. Yeah. All right, moving on to the next matchup. It's the number 4 seed Cleveland Cavaliers versus the number 5 seed Orlando Magic. The regular season series split 2-2. Odds, Cleveland are favored, -195. Wheezy, winner, how many games? Why?
Cleveland in 6. Cleveland in 6. I mean, it's going to be closer series than what people think, but this is the one time I'm actually depending on the guards from Cleveland, okay, from the experience.
Okay.
Orlando has a great young team. Jay, you and I both said they were going to be here at the beginning of the season. They proved us right. Shout out to P5, having a great season. But the NBA, more than any other professional league, you got to go through levels.
Yeah.
And this is Orlando, as this unit, as it's been assembled, this is their first time in playoffs. They're going to lose this one, and they're going to lose it in 6.
This is the thing. The Cleveland Cavaliers had a chance to lock up a 2 seed. In the final game of the NBA's regular season. For them to fall to a 4 against a team that's ahead of schedule, like Jeff mentioned, the Orlando Magic, worry, man. Donovan Mitchell, healthy enough? Can the Cavs win a series if he doesn't play at an all-NBA level like he had been playing? Darius Garland, can he live up to the potential of him being an all-star, a pseudo number one? And also, that front court, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, will they be exposed against you know, that formidable young starting 5. Man.
You're right about that.
It's what's away from the Cleveland Cavaliers are the bright lights, right? They've been battle tested over the last 2 years. And I think it's time for them to make that change. If they don't, blowing the whole damn team up. So the Cavs in 6, but it could get tricky.
This the NBA, NBA TV, NBA Network.
Man, what?
Series right here. All their games going to be on the NBA TV.
Without a doubt.
But you're right. I can't, but they did lose that game to Charlotte, the last game they could have been in the second. So you're right. That's tough.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird about that. Moving on to the next matchup is the number 3 seed Milwaukee Bucks versus the number 6 seed Indiana Pacers. The regular season series, Pacers, 4-1 odds. Bucks favorite -154 to win the series. Jeff, winner, how many games? Why?
Man, Giannis, the thing is, Giannis cannot rush back.
He can't.
He cannot rush back because if he do, I'm not gonna say what may happen, but just say I need Giannis to take his time.
Let's just leave it at that. Oh, he cannot.
This is gonna go a grueling 6-7 game series, depending on Giannis. Dame gives them 2 games. Giannis got to give them that 3rd or 4th game. Give me the Bucks in 7.
Ooh. Wheezy?
Well, see, if you listen to the odds makers, they're telling you that this is going to be a really, really close series. Mm-hmm. It can go either way. Because you said they're only minus, they're only favored by 1.
-154.
So if you bet 100, you only lose $154.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to the Celtics series, you lose 100, you lose $400.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a close series.
Yeah.
I'm going with the Pacers. Pacers get hot. Halliburton get hot.
Yeah.
Giannis is, I mean, the playoffs are made off defense.
Yeah.
We know their defensive player is not there.
Bucks can't play defense.
So, yeah, I'm going with the Pacers in this.
If Giannis Antetokounmpo were healthy, I would say Bucks in 5. That's how much he means to that team, especially in the playoffs. If they were to say, hey, Giannis is going to play later in the series, game 2, game 3.
Yeah.
They haven't said that yet. They don't really know. And like Jeff mentioned, you can't rush that injury at all. So, man, if they were facing, no disrespect, Cleveland or Orlando or somebody like that, they were a 2 seed, maybe playing, you know, Miami or Chicago, something. Yeah, like it would be a different. But this Pacers team, man, they play well against good teams all season, dog. They had the 2nd best record against the top 8 teams in the East. So they play well in big games. They have a potent offense and improved defense. And they got two guys that can go get a bucket. I got the Pacers in 6.
I'm not mad at it.
I got the Pacers in 6.
No Giannis means a lot.
That means a lot. That's a lot. And the last matchup in the Eastern Conference, we have the number 2 seed New York Knicks versus the number 7 seed Philadelphia 76ers. The regular season series was 3-1 New York Knicks. Odds, 76ers, -130, favorite. Yes, winner, how many games? Why, Weezy?
This is a tough one.
This is tough.
Because it's tougher than it is.
No, it's not.
Well, go ahead, Jeff.
Go ahead, Jeff.
These teams are two separate trajectories. Yep. One team is the number 2 seed, but they're hurt. Mm-hmm. One of their main keys is hurt. One team is the 7 seed, and their best player is back. Philadelphia in 6. One team hasn't beat the other one.
Yeah, but
Jalen Brunson finna work their ass. Pause.
But Jalen, no, did it. Jalen Brunson. Brunson can do the same thing. He can do the same thing Embiid can do. He can score right with Embiid. Uh-huh. They can't guard either one of them. They can't guard even one of them.
Yeah.
Nah.
What you got?
I got Knicks. Knicks in 7.
Can't wait to see the goal.
This reminds me of, remember Cleveland played
Washington?
Yeah, or Cleveland played, even when Cleveland.
Pacers.
No. When Cleveland played the Golden State in the championship.
Okay.
It reminds me of that because Kyrie knew that Steph couldn't guard him. Steph knew that Kyrie couldn't guard him. It's two different positions with Jalen Brunson and Westcott, but if Embiid goes score a bucket, Jalen Brunson, I got to score a bucket. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
So, as much stars run this league, we know second, third, and fourth options are going to swing this series. And their second, third, and fourth option in New York, OG Anunoby, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo.
I'll tell you why Dante got a bag.
Dante, man.
He's got a bag.
Man, I think.
They just pay White
Dante? Yeah, they pay well. They extended. Here's the thing, though. You got MB and you got Max. Now you have Nicholas Batum.
Found the youth.
Then you also have Kelly Oubre. Then this is the X Factor nobody's talking about. Buddy Hield's on that team.
They made that trade for Buddy Hield in the middle of the trade deadline. Yeah. And it made sense.
To play with Joel Embiid.
Exactly.
Yeah. But the biggest X Factor this series is OG Anunoby. If he can slide and guard, you know, the wings. Listen, man. Mm-hmm. This won't be an easy series for either teams. This is going to be a knockdown, drag out. This is my most anticipated series of the first round. I think the Knicks have been able to compete with anybody, even without Julius Randle. I got the Knicks winning this set.
It's going to be fun, though.
Who has the better coach in this series?
Give me the Knicks.
I got the 76ers a better coach.
Got Nick Nurse?
Nick Nurse. Nick Nurse is a way better coach.
Nah, Tibbs bring it out of you.
Nah, Tibbs overcoach.
He bring it out of you.
Yeah, but that's a bonus in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You got to coach.
The boys went through a wall for Tibbs.
But Nick Nurse has been there too. Nick Nurse has been there too.
Yeah, Nick Nurse got a championship.
He's been there too. I don't think about Tibbs, man. Every time he gets the playoffs, one of his players is hurt. Every single time.
Because he overplays them. It happens all the time. Crazy. All right, that was our first round predictions for the NBA. You guys ready to get started with halftime?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime.
Yep.
It is the FSP. No, we're not doing that this week. Kevin, man, you know, seasons are changing outside.
It is. It's
starting to get a little warmer. You know? You know what that means? Time to do some spring cleaning.
That's it.
Inventory check.
Inventory check. I like that, Wee. A little bit of inventory check. So when you hear this, when you see this, the good guys over here at the Full Sport Press Podcast, we're doing a little spring cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always say, get your tees, get your hats, get your shirts, get your merch. Get your tees, get your hats, get your shirts, get your merch.
Yeah.
Well, now's the perfect time to do so. Got your hats. That's James holding the lovely Full Sport Press. Snap back.
We got hoodies.
Got hoodies.
Get that on there.
All that.
Yeah.
Everything. We got t-shirts.
We got that here.
Definitely got t-shirts. Everything will be marked down on FullSportPressPodcast.com. Again, FullSportPressPodcast.com. Please get your tees, get your hats, get your shirts, get your merch. You won't find them again at this price. Nah. So if you were on the fence about it, if you were thinking about it, get one for you. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Pull the trigger.
Oh, please, pull the trigger in a positive way.
Yeah, that's right.
This week.
Yep.
And this week only. Holla at us.
Yes, sir.
Ready for the second half?
Let's get it.
Let's do it.
The second half is underway.
Second half of the 2024 NFL mock draft. I am Jay Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
Cameraman, we're less than 1 week away from the start of the 2024 NFL draft, which happens April 25th through the 27th in Jeff's City, Detroit.
Hey, now.
Shout out to the D. What up, though?
It's so cold in the D.
Man. Well, I'm telling you what, BMF is ruining Detroit. That's bad.
That's a bad.
Why so much bad TV?
Here we go. I don't watch a lot of TV, man.
You watch BMF?
No, I'm out of there. When I saw the flamethrower, I'm done.
You was done.
I'm done.
You got out of there?
I got out of the flamethrower. Did it for me. Bad. You got to let me know what. If I got a reason to go back, I go back.
Hey, but, be real. You ain't miss nothing. I'm hot. I'm locked in.
That flamethrower hurt. You, that hurt me.
Man, if this season ends, man, bro, they had a cardiologist deliver a baby.
See what I'm saying? That was all the same episode.
Bro, come on.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough. Anyway, nah.
I just ruined it for me.
Bro, you don't even have. First off, you ain't got cable.
Oh,
wow.
You ain't got cable.
You watch BMF? I know you watch BMF, Weez.
I know. Yeah.
Bro, his TV goes on one channel.
ESPN.
Yeah.
Why you sounding like I ain't got no cable?
You got good cable.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
You still got, we still got cable cable. You ain't even streaming. You got real good cable.
His remote. <Doo-doo>. Yeah. ESPN. That's the only thing you know how to get to. What channel is ESPN?
11?
ESPN's still 11.
ESPN's still 11.
Yeah.
They switched to the HD version of it, but
yeah,
4K now.
Mm. Talk to
him. Yeah, that better be. So as we do every year, this exercise is meant to provide a general idea of when a player might be picked over the course of the first round. So you can kind of get a sense of where your team might find value at a position of need. But in the end, it's really about thinking outside the box about what could happen and not just what everybody expects, as we see within every draft for the last 10 years. What we do here at FSP, we go 16-1. Mm-hmm. Anticlimactic at the beginning.
Anticlimactic.
Yeah, for sure. Boys here. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So we will start things off with the 16th pick of the 2024 NFL draft. The Seattle Seahawks are on the clock.
Jeff, who you got?
Wait, do you let the listeners know we are doing this as if no one is making any trades? So this is
1,000%.
Yeah, make sure they know that.
1,000%.
Yeah, we want to hear that.
No trades unless the trade has already happened.
Yeah.
We're going with it how it is currently in tow. So again. Right.
So if you got a problem with it, let's see your mock draft.
Let's see it. Nah, there we go. Yeah. That's my type of energy. Yeah. On the clock, number 16, the Seattle Seahawks. Jeff, who's the pick and why?
I still got one football team, cameraman, and that's the Florida State Seminoles. I got young Jerry Verse going here to Seattle. They need a good edge rusher. Now, barring trades, I can see Jerry still being available here at 16, and this is going to be a great pickup for the Seattle Seahawks.
I ain't mad at that. What you got, Weezy?
All right, Jeff, I got your guy going right here, your quarterback from Washington.
Ooh.
Michael Penix,
right here. 16? At 16. I think.
What about that?
No.
I'm not mad at that.
I don't think they fully trust in Geno.
Mm-hmm.
They gave Geno his money. But I think Michael Penix goes here.
Geno got blitzed by Aaron Donald. He said, holy shit. Through the bottom. Yeah. You remember that? That's fun. My pick is Byron Murphy, D tackle from Texas. Seahawks were 30th in rushing EPA last year, 31st in passing yards allowed, which is the reason why they hired Mike McDonald. His history with the Ravens scheme suggests that you play a huge D tackle. Calais Campbell was there. Justin Madubuike was there. And the guy Byron Murphy comps really well with both of those guys. So if you follow the free agency dollars, DTs are going pretty high.
Yeah.
In fact, the top 11 defensive tackles. So if you're having kids right now, let's push them towards D tackle.
Yeah.
For sure, because that's where the money's at. So Byron Murphy, D tackle, going to the Seahawks.
I like it.
Number 15, the Indianapolis Colts are on the clock. Weezy, who's your pick and why?
I got corner right here from Alabama. Cool. Turn you on. Kenny Moore never made our top seven list ever.
Yeah, he should, but he's because he played slot. I'm trying. Kenny Moore?
He plays slot.
He's the best.
He plays slot.
Or he's the best slot corner in the league.
What?
Ain't nothing wrong with it. But hey, everybody get old. Everybody get old. What you got? Jeff?
I'm going corner as well, but I'm going Quinion Mitchell from Toledo. They need some help at the corner. Kenny Moore aside, this is going to be a good pickup for them.
Yeah. All right. I have my guy, Cooper DeJean, going here from Iowa.
We all got corners.
Yeah. Secondary's young, man, yeah. But I think what they'll do, Deshaun got it. It's a little bit more versatile. He can play safety. He can also play corner as well.
No, if.
Yeah.
Be safe.
They just need one more player, and I think this kid is the player. Outstanding college career, super Swiss Army knife. It's 15 too rich, for sure, but his elite athleticism, the way he looked on his pro day at Iowa, I think I'm a little bit more optimistic about how high he'll go in this draft. So, Indianapolis Colts, 15.
Cooper DeJean will be a really good player in the league, though.
Yeah, yeah.
No matter where he's in the position he's at.
Moving on to the number 14 pick in the draft. The New Orleans Saints are on the clock. Jeff, who's your pick and why?
Talese Fuega, Oregon State, offensive tackle. Ramzik, they left tackle right now, having knee issues. So they need some help bulking up that line. And you can replace him at left tackle with Fuega, or move Fuega to the inside with the guards, or right around the center. Well, definitely left or right guard. This is a great pickup for them.
Weez?
I think they're going to go best available here. I think they go Jared Verse right here.
Big Jared Verse.
Jared Verse.
Jared Verse falling a little further than what you guys got, man. Me and Jeff have the same guy. I have Talese Fuega going right here. The Saints have 99 problems, and I think O-line is at least a couple of them. Maybe 30, 40 of those because, you know, Trevor Penning never really curls, Luther Curl. Never really, okay. It just never really, you know. So, in turn, with Fuega, he can play left tackle. He can play a little bit of guard as well. So, think he has a mean streak to him, motor that doesn't quit, and you need that if you have so many problems, so many holes to fill. I think Fuega is a great get for the New Orleans Saints at 14. Moving on to 13, the Las Vegas Raiders are on the clock. Weezy, who's your pick and why?
They need a quarterback bad. Probably going to try to trade and get up one, but then if we ain't talking about trades, I got J.J. McCarthy going here. J.J. McCarthy.
Okay. There's no way he falls that late.
Really?
He should.
Yeah.
He's just a little longer than this, but he is.
The other three is a whole lot better than he is.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, he ain't no good.
Yeah, nothing you said is wrong.
Now, you just said one thing wrong. You said one thing wrong.
But that's something. Yeah. We'll get to it.
What you got, Jeff?
I got Romo Dunze going here. Okay. From Washington.
Man, he ain't falling that low at all.
Yeah. It's a method to my madness because we are not trading. They're taking the best available player.
Okay.
And I'm with you. You're right. Mm-hmm. He should not fall. But if the selection stay the same, there's a world where he's available right here.
Okay. I have the Raiders going cornerback, Quinion Mitchell, cornerback from Toledo. Super hyper-athletic corner, knack of generating big plays. Just like one of those guys that Al Davis would draft.
Oh, yeah.
Coverage credentials. I think he's a top 10 corner, top 10 pick at the corner position. I just think his addition would serve to a nice, just a piece that they need at the cornerback position. And they've struck out numerous times at cornerback over the years with the Raiders. So, yep, I just think you get Antonio Pierce, you need a guy out there. They Quinion Mitchell's a guy corner from Toledo. Number 12, the Denver Broncos are on the clock. Jeff, who's the pick and why?
They need a lot.
They do.
They definitely need a quarterback. They're going to talk themselves in to Bo Nix right here. Yep. They're going to talk themselves into drafting Bo Nix right here. And we all are going to be like, what in the world is going on? But this is where Bo Nix gets drafted.
Weezy?
We got Brock Bowers going right here. Georgia.
Okay. You think y'all let him get past 7 if he falls that low?
We got a plan.
Y'all got a plan? Okay.
We got a plan.
Okay. All right. I'm rolling with Jeff, man. I got Bo Nix going right here. Broncos are back on the quarterback carousel again.
Yeah.
Well, of course, they would love to get up a little higher and get one of the guys that will be mentioned in the top four.
Yeah.
They just don't have enough ammunition, Jeff. And with the second round selection missing there, you got to get a guy there. Mm-hmm. I think they stay in, scoops up Nix, and just have him as a guy that can be out there for the future to call some of the games.
Yeah.
I ain't excited about it,
Mm-mm.
but here we are.
Mm-mm.
Moving on to the number 11 pick, we have the Minnesota Vikings on the clock. Weezy, who's your pick and why?
They need a lot.
Everything.
Other than Justin Jefferson. They need everything.
They got so many picks. They got a couple picks. I got one of the picks. I got them getting the offensive lineman Funga from the Oregon.
Okay. Beavers.
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Talisa. Fuaga.
Fuaga.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great offensive lineman, man. Yeah. What you got, Joe?
Here's where my dog go. Young purple. He gets to keep his purple do-rag. Kept him, man. Michael Penix Jr. goes right here. They need a quarterback. They talk themselves into a quarterback at 11, and they get the best one out of the bunch. Second best out of the bunch.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is where I have Terrion Arnold, cornerback from Alabama, going. Vikings are going to stay put, get a top corner, great all-around prospect. He arrived, again, like we talked about in our comp show. He was a safety. Then played inside and outside corner under Nick Saban, flourished in the Alabama defense, just has the juice. Sam Darnold will be the Vikings' day one QB, but that doesn't mean Minnesota's done in the quarterback room. I just think that they'll address this with Terrion Arnold getting the best available.
I like it.
Starting with the top 10, we have the New York Jets on the clock. Jeff, who's the pick and why?
They're going Brock Bowers here. Mm-hmm. He's still available. Get yet another weapon for what's left of Aaron Rodgers and your quarterback of the future after him. It's going to be available.
That's a hell of a pick at 10 if they can get him.
He'll be available at 10 if the draft, if no one makes moves. We got to remember that. To me, he's available at 10, and he goes to the Jets.
Weezy?
I got Brock Bowers already gone.
Mm.
But if he's, I got Adunze.
Rome
Adunze.
Yeah.
Wide receiver.
Yeah.
They're going to go offense.
Okay.
Yeah. It's either going to be a wide receiver or Brock Bowers.
So it's a threat. Yeah. And a weapon.
Yep. I have Brock Bowers going here as well.
Okay.
The Jets' top needs are an offensive line help. Or a wide receiver, tight end one. Like, so should be a talented prospect to choose from there. I think Rome will be gone. So you kind of settle for Brock Bowers. The Jets feel as if team to roll the dice on a good tight end. Thing that scares me, there hasn't been one tight end drafted in the first round to sign the second contract with the team that drafted him. So here's looking at you, Kyle Pitts. Oh. I think he'll break that mold. But I think he's more Dalton Kincaid than Kyle Pitts. And I think it's a decision to skip athletic testing to do just that. I think he did that we know how good of a player he is.
Yes.
If he walks into the Georgia team as a walk-on any other way, if not, it wasn't off athletic testing. He was supposed to even redshirt his freshman year.
Yeah.
Came up getting 1,000.
Yeah.
Won the damn Biletnikoff as a tight end as a freshman. So, Brock Bowers, the 10th pick. Moving on to number 9, we have the Chicago Bears on the clock. Weezy, who's your pick and why?
I have the defensive end from Alabama, Dallas Turner, right here.
Okay, ain't bad.
Good edge,
guy. What you got, Joe?
They're definitely going defense with this second pick. And I got Byron Murphy right here, DT from Texas, going right.
You got him going top 10.
Yeah, I'm going top
10. He good, though.
He going top
10. He that good.
Yeah.
He like that. Yeah. I have them going offensive line right here. I have Olufoshanu, left tackle from Penn State, going here. They only have, four draft picks this year, so you got to make every trade work. And Foshanu, I think he has the highest upside of all the tackle prospects. Braxton Jones was a clutch find in the 5th round in 2022. I think it's one of those reasons where you can move him around. He can move around a little bit more. But finally, the main reason I have them drafting Foshanu, guess who was his left tackle in high school? Guess who the quarterback was?
Oh, Caleb.
Caleb Williams was his left tackle in high school at DeMatha or Gonzaga High School.
Make it work.
Got to go get his guy.
That makes sense.
Olufoshana, left tackle.
That says a lot right there.
Yeah, 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 for sure.
That's good potting right there.
Thanks, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's how you do it, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how you do it.
Coming in at number 8, we have the Atlanta Falcons on the clock. Jeff, who's the pick and why?
Dallas Turner. You got about enough weapons on offense.
Mm-hmm.
You got as much as you can handle on offense, to me. Now it's time to go get you some more players on that defense and really solidify that front line. You get Dallas Turner on that edge, you got a problem right there.
Yeah. Wheezy.
I got your boy going right here. Cooper DeJean.
Cooper DeJean going 8.
Yeesh, yeesh.
Hey, that's how good he looked though in that damn pro day.
It's either him or Quentin Mitchell. Yeah. One of the two.
He looked good. He looked good. And here is my reach of the entire draft. I have J.J. McCarthy, quarterback from Michigan, going right here. Yeah, I know. Be a fantastic fit for the Falcons because of the ability to throw over the middle. Learn from the great Kirk Cousins. This is what they do, man. Brock Purdy 2.0. They can develop under a guy that can develop quarterbacks. Brock Purdy 2.0. It's crazy. J.J. McCarthy, 8.
Man, I just – okay.
Yeah. And next up, the number 7s. Spot. We have the Tennessee Titans.
Is you a Tennessee Titan?
On the clock, Wheezy, who is the pick and why?
Don't overthink it, bro.
Nah, I think Joe's gonna be gone the pick before us.
Wow.
Wowzers. I think we gotta go Malik Nabers right here.
Ooh.
That's gonna
be great.
I think we go Malik Nabers right here. Because if Joe Alt's gone, that's what we need. That's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you, we want Joe Alt.
Mm-hmm.
But if somehow Harbaugh talks his way into getting Joe Alt because he likes to build from the front up. So if he gets Joe Alt, we're going best available. And that could be Malik Nabers. That could be Brock Bowers. That could be anybody. Yeah. We're going offense. If Joe Alt's not there, we're going offense.
But you got Chiggs. Do you think y'all need Brock Bowers?
Yeah, I think he's a little bit better than Chiggs.
Okay.
Too tight head, baby.
Yeah.
And this is, if everything falls correctly, this is the second easiest pick of the draft.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Alt is the guy. Yeah. Like, this is too easy for the Titans. Yeah. Because you got your offense, you got your running back, you got your receivers, you got your quarterback of the future.
Yeah, so you think.
The last thing this team has needed every year for the past 3 years is more offensive line help. Yeah. And here you go.
Help is on the way.
I got Joe Alt going here as well. After releasing Andre Dillard, current starter left tackle, is Weezy's guy, Nicholas Petit-Frere. So he has 62 career snaps at the spot. You don't go get Brian Callahan, then bring in one of the best offensive line coaches, his dad, Bill Callahan, and you don't get the old lineman, I think, who's the best guy in the draft. Joe Alt goes here, coached up by Bill Callahan, left tackle, staple, best left tackle you guys have had since the great Taylor Lewan.
Oh, God.
Taylor Wong's great.
It's Fred Miller.
Fred Miller, Bruce Matthews.
I said since the great
Taylor Wong.
Taylor Wong. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, what if he's not there?
He won't. He'll be there. Because we have the number 6 pick up now. The New York Giants are on the clock. Jeff, who's the pick and why?
It shouldn't be, but they're going to talk themselves into it. The New York Giants are selecting J.J. McCarthy.
Jeff?
Yes, they are.
Jesus.
J.J. McCarthy is going way too high in his draft.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm telling you that.
I agree with that.
He's going higher than he should be.
I agree
and
with
the
that.
Giants are going to look up and say, what the hell? Might as well try.
Yeah, let's get that's what the Falcons. That's why I got the Falcons going. Yeah. Weezy?
I think they're going to do something stupid right here.
Uh-oh.
They're going to do something stupid. I think they're going to go Bo Nix right here.
Oh, my God.
They get one of them, Jay. One of those quarterbacks are going right here.
Bro, these guys don't have a wide receiver.
They don't.
Rome Odunze is going right here from the University of Washington.
I would have picked him, but I already had him gone.
Yeah, the GM said recently they're going to add a quarterback this offseason via free agency or the draft. I get what you guys are saying. That makes sense. J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix might be there. But the front office coaches, they have red hot seats. If they can't compete in 2024, you need a long-term X receiver. That is Rome Odunze. You need the size, vertical stretch guy. You have Jalin Hyatt there. You need Rome Odunze. This is one of those picks that should be easy. You can find a guy. You can get a free agent guy. You're about to pay Danny Dimes $40 million.
They can't do that no more.
They got
to gut this team, bro. That's why you got to start over at quarterback.
I think Rome Odunze could potentially unlock Danny Dimes. He hadn't had a wide receiver. You know who his best wide receiver he's had?
Sterling Shepard. Kadarius, the ghost of Kadarius Tony.
They had the guy was the dude that played for Detroit. He gave him all that money. Bad free agency signing. Never played. Kenny Galladay.
That's a bad pick.
Bad. They gave that man like $60 million. Yeah. Guaranteed. He didn't play 60 games. Come on, man.
He hasn't had a receiver.
Yeah.
But yeah, nah, I'm good.
Moving on to the next pick, the number 5 spot. The Los Angeles Chargers are on the clock. Weezy, who's the pick and why?
They got that quarterback. They need an offensive lineman. I think Joe Alt goes right here.
Ooh.
Slater and Joe Alt.
You don't need Alt. You got Trey Pipkins right there.
One of the offensive linemen is old and he come off an injury.
Mm-mm. They got Pipkins. They ain't gonna. What you got,
Jeff? They're going to look up and realize, wait, we don't have a wide receiver.
Come on, man.
Duh. Malik Davis goes right here.
Yeah, and I get that what Weezy's saying. Jim Harbaugh would love to build a wall around Justin Herbert. I get that. Mm-hmm. He's done it every step of his way throughout his career. But they have 8 other picks to find competition at center and right tackle. This is the best offensive line draft we've seen in years. So I'm going with the higher graded prospect. I'm going with Malik Nabers.
Yeah.
You put him next to Josh Palmer, Quentin Johnson.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you don't need Alt. You need a guy. And Malik Nabers is the guy.
Let's go.
That's good for you, Ease. I'm telling you. He doing a reverse thing. Yeah. Reverse.
He won't Joe Alt.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. Number 4. Is the Arizona Cardinals are on the clock. Weezy, who is the pick and why?
This should be unanimous. It's your boy from Ohio State. Wide receiver. Marvin Harris. Junior.
Yeah.
Junior.
Yeah, it should be. That should be.
You think so?
Yeah. You show a Kyler Murray you believe in him, you want to stick with him.
You don't.
You gotta take a weapon for him. You let Hopkins go while he was hurt. You let
Rondale Moore go.
You let Hollywood Brown go.
Yep.
Like you gotta go get your guy though. This is your young guy with your still young QB and you still have a decent run game. Yeah, you can still make that work.
Okay. I mean they already have 2 1s. An early second round pick,
yeah.
3 3s.
You could turn that team around this year.
And 5 day 3 picks.
You could turn that team around this year if you do this right.
They don't need more picks to trade out of this spot.
Mm-mm.
They need more blue chip talent, and there's not a better blue chip talent in this draft than Marvin Harrison, especially if he falls to 4. Because that current depth chart is the best wide receiver on their team is Michael Wilson. Yeah, they are going Marvin Harrison Jr. right here. Nuts. The number 3 spot. The New England Patriots are on the clock. Jeff, who's the pick and why?
You signed Jacoby Brissett recently. You hired Jared Mayo as your coach. Let's just go full red, black, and green. Jaden Daniels is going to be your starting quarterback for the New England Patriots.
Wow. Okay. Weezy, what you got?
Second. I got Drake May going here. Not because they want it, but because other quarterbacks.
He's the one to be left.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. I got Drake May going right here as well. Mechanical issues, chaotic plays. That is Drake May. But I think he's worth the risk in the New England Patriots' eyes, especially if you have Jacoby Brissett steering the ship. Day one. So, highly graded by most analysts. Most insiders don't believe New England is outwardly looking to trade down. So just rare for a QB needed team to pass on an actual QB prospect this high.
Mm-hmm.
Jaden Daniels won't be there. So you got to go Drake May.
Okay.
Number 2 pick the Washington football team is on the clock. Weezy, who is your pick and why?
I got Jaden Daniels going here, man. At number two. They just need it. They need a quarterback. He kind of has the weapons. He got a receiver over there for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They can protect him. They just got to get Jaden Daniels.
I think this is the Drake May pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think Washington is throwing false signals out there. Jaden Daniels has looked great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is the pick for Drake May to be the face of their franchise. You got Scary Terry. You got your run game. You got rid of a lot of that defense, but you still got some defense over there. You can build on that as your later picks. But Drake May becomes the face of that franchise with new ownership too.
As I think about it, I think Drake May will go here as well. I want to switch mine to Drake May and then Jaden Daniels will go three because I get why some people believe in Drake May. Yeah, it can go either way.
Yeah.
But I just think just the way that Drake May goes, and then they got basketball guys, which are analytic guys, making this pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're going to go with Drake May because his analytics look better than Jaden Daniels on paper.
Jaden Daniels had the stuff you can't coach.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm rolling. I got Drake May going two, then Jaden Daniels going three.
Yeah.
I might regret that, but here we are. And number one.
It's okay, but you know I get the most picks right every year.
No, you don't. That's cap. It is the Chicago Bears on the clock. I think it's only one guy left.
Yeah.
And it is Caleb Williams, quarterback from USC.
Yeah.
Would that be unanimous?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I think Chicago dropped the ball. They had a chance to do something. They could have shook this up really a lot, and they could have got a haul for that pick. One of these teams that were desperate for a quarterback would have gave them 2 to 4 first-round picks for this pick.
Yeah.
And their pick this year. You know what I'm saying? And you could have got a lot for that. Go ahead, Wiz.
I think they so desperate, though, to win soon that – they couldn't risk the trade this pick.
I agree with that.
They couldn't risk it. I think back in their mind that they'd be like, man, we could trade this pick and we'll be all right with Justin Fields.
Yeah.
To the fans, but the who's who in the NFL, the talk about Caleb Williams, they couldn't risk that trade.
When I saw them keep Matt Eberflus, who just threw Jay Fields smoothly under the bus the entire year, bad play calling. I knew then when they kept him that they were looking into going another way and getting a guy. And then, you know, it was rumors because Cliff Kingsbury went to Washington. He wants to play in D.C. at the crib. People don't want to go home, man. People don't want to pay for all those tickets back at the crib. So, you know, Cliff Kingsbury probably would like a Drake May just as much as he would probably like a Caleb Williams type of player. So, yeah, man, I think it'll work for him. I didn't know he was that short. 6 feet, 6'1".
That don't matter no more.
You damn lie. It's Bryce Young.
How they extending those pockets nowadays?
Man, listen.
They moving.
Man, the way Bryce Young be looking out there, he might be done.
I wouldn't want to compare my quarterback to Bryce Young, though. That poor fella's in a bad spot.
Terrible spot. Absolutely terrible. Yeah. I'm telling you what. We trade Brandon Ayuk in this draft. We're going to get a top 10 pick for that. I'm telling you. Philadelphia Eagles make a trade.
Philadelphia's moving up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they know how to win and deal.
I'm telling you.
Some franchises just know how to do this.
Yeah.
Others don't.
Oh, shit.
Others just.
But I'm excited about day one of the draft party of Weezy's.
Ow. Ow. School night.
What dog say?
But
tweet us some questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment. Give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page. That's right. Stop the press. Weezy, you have an idea. We will kick it to you. What's up?
Oh, well, in this show, we always pick our guys. So let's put it on record.
On wax.
Because it always seems to play out where if a guy's killing, you say, oh, I called him.
Yeah.
I called this pick. We never really heard it.
Uh-huh.
I got a co-host that's really, really good at that. Really good at that.
Oh, Jeff.
I got a co-host that's really good at
that. Yeah, Jeff.
So, Let's call you guys.
You can kick it off. Who you got?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Kick it right.
My guy is a wide receiver from South Carolina, Xavier. Leggett. Yes, he's from South Carolina wide receiver.
Oh, yeah, because it's another one. Xavier Worthy plays for Texas. Yeah.
I got it. Yeah.
Leggett. Yeah. Xavier Country Leggett. Guy. Yeah, yeah.
I got him.
My guy is Cooper DeJean, cornerback safety, University of Iowa.
Okay.
We talking about like lower guys?
No,
Ricky Purcell, wide receiver from Florida. Next Cooper Kupp.
You see, how he slid two in there? He just slid two.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who you got, Jeff?
I got two.
Let him do his thing.
I got Jerry Verse, and I got Michael Penix.
You talk about me. He got two top 20 picks. Who's your low? Who's not going to draft the first day?
Kool-Aid
going first round.
Peter, who you ask?
Maybe.
Kool-Aid going to go first round.
I got Jaden Daniels. I've been calling him Daniels.
Kool-Aid's my low pick, my low round pick.
He going to hurt you. Just like Bryce Young hurt you.
I would really have on Bryce Young.
What?
I said he was going to be first pick, but I was taking first, but I wasn't like...
I got Michael Penix. That's my thought.
I ain't going to pick Bryce Young up from the airport.
God, and the tweet is with questions. So what was I feeling about CJ Stroud? I told you CJ Stroud my guy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Jeff tried to say he's a CJ Stroud fan. That might have been the nastiest shit I've
ever seen. But Weezy, keep it real. Do I not every year on this show talk about Ohio State in their quarterback play every year? I said CJ Stroud was the best, but they were the best team in college football. Did I not say that?
Yeah, I think you could probably say that.
Yeah.
And you asked Weezy to go to the credit union for it. You really reached.
He's the only other person in the room that got a microphone.
The tweets and questions throughout the week at Fool Sport Press. Don't forget to comment, give us a thumbs up on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe. But more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend. Weezy.
Everything paid for, big baby.
Jeff.
Camera's always on, brother.
Cameraman, the revolution will be podcasted. We are out.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.